T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A teenager is under arrest in England, accused of hacking, and there's a New York City connection.
Manhattan DA Cy Vance launched an investigation in conjunction with London counterparts after receiving complaints from managers of American recording artists that their unreleased music had been hacked. London police arrested a 19-year-old in the town of Ipswich in rural eastern England, but also raided a location in London. The suspect is accused of stealing the songs and selling them in exchange for a cryptocurrency. One report says two artists were American Grammy winners. A published account says British band Radiohead released an album of demos and outtakes after a cyber thief put the material on sale for $150,000. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
L train riders, listen up. All service in Manhattan through Broadway Junction in Brooklyn will be suspended this weekend because of escalator construction at Union Square. Some major digging is involved. The MTA suggests riders take the M and G lines. In addition, there will be 2 free shuttle buses and an additional M14 Select bus service in Manhattan. And this weekend is just the start. The MTA says weekend service on the L train also will be suspended for several weekends in October and November between 14th Street and 8th Avenue. More transit cops will be heading into the subway soon. The MTA says it'll hire 500 officers to deal with quality of life crimes and fare beating.
Metro card carrying commuters hope the extra cops can catch turnstile jumpers.
Because it's unfair to me who pay a fare every day, every night, you know, so hey.
I hope so. You know, they need the money, so why not? I mean, you know, pay your fare.
You pay your fare?
Sure. Of course. I don't want to get a ticket, you know.
But Council Speaker Corey Johnson isn't sure fare beaters are fair targets, saying he doesn't want to over-criminalize those New Yorkers who can't afford the fare. And new officers will also be responsible for moving the homeless out of stations and off trains. But riders are telling me the homeless are here to stay. John Montown, 1010 Winds at the Times Square station.
You may have heard of a flash mob, but how about a cash mob? That's the term being used to describe an effort to help out an 80-year-old institution in the East Village, the Gem Spa Bodega. Its owner has fallen into debt for a number of reasons, and a blogger who runs Vanishing New York is calling on residents to bring their money and spend it at Gem Spa tomorrow from noon till 2. Gem Spa is located at 2nd Avenue in St. Mark's Place. A design firm is dressing up the place, and there's a satirical ad campaign featuring some of the bodega's more famous regulars from over the years, including Patti Smith, Allen Ginsberg, and the New York Dolls. It took a few months, but police on Long Island have arrested a 25-year-old woman in connection with a scam. They say Maria Adams was the one who showed up at the home of an 88-year-old woman in New Hyde Park to collect $11,000. The victim had received a call from a man saying her grandson had been involved in an accident and injured a pregnant woman, and she needed to supply the money for bail and to keep the arrest off his criminal record. Adams is charged with grand larceny. A number of people wound up in the hospital yesterday for treatment of injuries from some sort of brawl in Hell's Kitchen.
Well, it was around 3 o'clock yesterday, Manhattan High letting out. And witnesses like this guy at the Cosmic Diner say this is what happened.
We'd seen that the cab had run over a pedestrian who was running across the street.
A teen just out of school, not badly hurt. And in fact, as police arrived, he started fighting with them. Others joined in, pushing and shoving. Pepper spray involved at one point, too, and it sounded like this. This cabbie telling CBS 2, in the middle of the melee, kids started jumping on his taxi and pounding and punching it, thinking he was the one who struck the teen.
What am I going to do? I was helpless. Then I called police, and then I stopped car in the side, and then I called police.
After all of this, 7 people, including 5 cops, taken to the hospital with minor injuries. As for arrests, at least 4. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Hell's Kitchen.
Things would become a lot clearer in the Jennifer Dulos case if authorities could just find her remains. She disappeared in late May. Yesterday, on the same day her husband was arraigned on new charges of evidence tampering, police were back at the MDC Reservoirs in West Hartford conducting a search. The reservoirs sit near property owned by Fotis Dulos. The man who made this song famous has died. Eddie Money's family says the singer-songwriter died peacefully early this morning. He recently revealed that he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. Some of his other hits were Baby Hold On, Shaken, and Take Me Home Tonight. Eddie Money was 70. An MTA bus and an SUV collided in an intersection on Ocean Avenue in the Midwood section of Brooklyn last night. Nearly 24 passengers were taken off the bus. At least 5 of them were checked out at the scene. Both drivers were taken to Maimonides Hospital with injuries that are described as non-life-threatening. The city DOT has announced a pilot program to install more than 100 electric car charging ports across the city next year. This will begin in spring. Areas include Long Island City, Williamsburg, Kingsbridge, and the Upper West Side. Each hub will allow 2 cars to charge for $2.50 an hour up to 8 hours. The city is promoting the plan as part of its effort to fight climate change by reducing emissions 80% by 2050. Not everybody, however, is on board. There has been some opposition to the idea that street parking spots might be taken up with the charging stations. L-Train riders, pay attention now. All service in Manhattan through Broadway Junction in Brooklyn will be suspended this weekend because of escalator construction at Union Square. Some major digging is involved. The MTA suggests riders take the M or the G lines. In addition, there will be 2 free shuttle buses and an additional M14 select bus service in Manhattan. And this weekend is just the start. The MTA says weekend service on the L train also will be suspended for several weekends in October and November between 14th Street and 8th Avenue.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.